Up, welcome to the State of Hip Hop podcast on West Coast Radio, WCR-TV. Throw up your motherfucking dubs. We have a few motherfuckers in here on a Monday night. Hey, we don't always do this shit on a Monday, so cheers.
Nah,
we have Slim 400.
Yep.
We got
cheers,
Infrared.
Cheers, cheers.
DJ Legend.
Cheers.
Hello.
Yep,
say
yep.
What's up. Say what's up, Slim.
400.
Bang, bang in this motherfucking building. So fuck it, we'll do it on a Monday night like we do it on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck it. So I'm going to start off with a rapid fire. We're going to get into some upcoming projects. I want to talk about the state of hip-hop, where it was, where it's at, where it's going.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and I figure out everybody in here is some real West Coast G's in here, so I'm excited for you guys to be fucking with us.
Yeah.
You feel me? If you want to blaze up, blaze the fuck up, too.
That part.
So are you ready for this the rapid fire? Boys in the Hood or Menace to Society?
Menace to Society.
Legend. Indica or Sativa?
Sativa.
Pimp or hustler?
Shit, I'm a hustler.
CDs or digital?
CDs.
Barbecue food or carne asada?
Carne asada, fool.
I'm fucking with
nah,
you.
Nah, hold up. Okay. I'm fucking with y'all. Barbecue. Hold up.
You confused.
My grand,
you're changing it. Hey, so this is a Dago shit, but strip club or TJ?
Wait, say it again?
Strip club or TJ?
Tijuana.
I ain't never been this. It's strip club.
Okay. Hey, well, we gotta go to TJ then. Thick or petite?
Thick.
Boxing or UFC?
Boxing.
Liquor or beer?
Liquor.
Okay. Bands or bank account?
Both of them.
Jimmy, no Jimmy.
Oh.
Both of them. Android or iPhone? That's an important one.
Oh, I'm gonna have the Android for the low key.
Okay.
I need the iPhone.
Oh, here's a good one. I like this one. Goodfellas or Belly?
Ooh, that is a good one, actually. That's
damn,
a good one.
Goodfellas, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, that's among some gangster shit. Hey, Belly, both of them are good movies.
Goodfellas.
Both of them are good movies.
Classics.
Blunt or Backwood?
You say what again?
Blunts or Backwoods?
Like Swishers?
Yeah.
Oh, Backwoods.
All day?
Yeah.
All right, and party or kickback?
I party.
All right, hey, that's the rapid fire on West Coast Radio, State of Hip Hop Podcast, with Slim 400, Infrared, DJ Legend, some West Coast shit, throw up your dubs.
Whoa.
One of the reasons we created this podcast on the network was every time we're in here, we talk about where hip-hop's been, where it's going, because I feel like with the state of it right now, it's this young cast that never put any stripes to the game and somehow built some clout. But if you were to see them really walking down the street, they probably would walk across the street. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so I just feel like
it's like
speak on it.
It's racial profiling, you feel what I'm saying? Point blank, okay. Period. Uh-huh. It's like they know who I am, but it's like, yeah, he's so gangster, he might slap me.
but hold on.
Like, I ain't going to put my hands on you. Like, I done changed my life. Walk past me, say hey.
But
like,
Slim.
Yeah.
They don't do that nowadays.
Right.
They
gotta go, girl.
Right.
Like, come here. Hey, how you doing? My name is... God damn.
Well,
shake a hand.
Let me ask you this. What about the people in the game acting like they got clout or even have stripes and they haven't spent one day in the game, but they're acting like they are and they're getting fans off social media to give them that clout to go sell tickets. And now I'm a hip-hop gangsta star.
I know what you're saying. So there's a lot of people in the game, artists, that claim to be Bloods or whatever you want to call
that.
It.
Not even
you,
that.
Right, but
that claim that they're gangsters in one fashion or another.
Right, right.
And the hip-hop...
But specifically, there are specifically a lot of motherfuckers say Blood all the time. And I'm thinking to myself, like, where are you earning his fucking stripes at?
Hold on, let me...
You know what I'm saying?
Hip-hop was created off of people that were in the streets that had a voice to say something. I thought about what DJ Quick had said, and it, about nobody really... Everybody just wants to be a star, but they've never even put any game in. They put no work in.
Right,
and that's what I want you to speak on.
I feel like I'm in a situation to where I can't even judge.
Okay, and I feel that.
Everybody understand that. We ain't either, meaning us. So I'm gonna boil it down and say this, bro. In day of time, whatever the fuck going on, how it's presenting itself, let that shit go. Don't let it bother you. You feel me? Like, you gonna wreck your brain trying to figure this shit out.
Right,
It's not worth your time. You see what I'm saying? Lord forbid, knock on wood. You see what I'm saying? Like,
it's not worth your time.
Off. Bro, don't worry about them. Let them do. And if they clout chasing and getting that $1 million, you know what I mean? Let them get it. Because somewhere down this line, they're going to have to pay for that million some back other way.
Yeah. We'll talk.
Go
we'll
around,
talk.
Come around. It's what it is. So I can't answer that properly, but you probably expected something. I can't give you nothing. Yeah. It is what it is.
No, that's real talk. No, that's real talk. And you're right. And you're definitely right. What about how I felt... I tell this to everybody. From 2000 to 2005, G-Unit and Eminem kind of took over. 2005 to 2010, Lil Wayne and Cash Money kind of took over. Mm-hmm. 2010, it was out in the South for a long time, right? 2010 to 2015, there's Future, Young Thug. Mm-hmm. And I feel like these past 3 years, especially, West Coast is really on the map right now.
Bounce back.
Really, really on the map. How do you feel where we're at right now?
Me personally, like, you got to just keep it 100, bro. Like, we got more than 3 years. That is.
I agree. No, I agree with that.
You don't know where it started and calculated from.
Mm-hmm.
So I never even start calculating. But more so, we got three. Well, we got more than three. Is what I'm saying. Right. It's like, bro, you. This is going to the whole question, bro.
Right.
This is like, you try to give us 3 years. We the West Coast. We've been doing this shit for a minute.
I feel you.
Niggas been in the game then in 9-8 years. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can't just say give us three. Look, bro. Where it's at now, I respect it. Where it's at now, I ain't letting it go. Where it's going to go another 10 years, it's going to still be right here.
Uh-huh.
That's my thought. Mm-hmm. That's how I train my brain, how I run with my niggas.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going nowhere. We got it. Who want to tap in and fuck with it? Let's go.
Uh-huh.
I ain't petty. I fuck with you.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if we got it,
we hold
I ain't
on
letting
it.
None go.
Yeah.
I'm not letting none go. And it's going to be for another three.
We all listen to, we all from the West Coast, so it's easiest to tap in. And for the nation, and this is where we really want to share the word of what we're really doing out there. You know, it is interesting sometimes. You were in the East Coast earlier this year?
Yeah.
How often do you go to the East Coast?
I can't count, like, literally, but I try to make my presence at least yearly. At least.
Right.
Damn it, 4 to 5 times.
And I feel like even when I went to, let's say, the East Coast in 2010, when I was talking to people, they weren't really bringing up West Coast artists. But now I feel like they actually are bringing it up and we're more in the conversation. Now we know what's going on the West Coast.
Because certain things that been transpiring and happening, it's like...
Bringing up more conversation.
It's coming within us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So niggas would be petty
right.
and ignorant not to speak,
not to recognize it, yeah.
Just
yeah.
recognize it and be like, yeah, shout out to them. And
yeah,
too.
They got
right,
to.
That's this paying homage and regular.
Yeah, they got to.
If you don't want to be regular and pay homage, it'd be like, man.
The motherfuckers know you being petty.
All right.
You know?
Check him out, you see him?
Yeah.
Like, that's gay. It's like, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. niggas know what's popping. So, for y'all now to see,
right.
West Coast, East Coast,
right.
Young niggas, ASAP Ferb,
getting that recognition, yeah.
And it's us too, and ooh,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Like, come on, Casanova, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean, like, come
right.
on, like, Fab fucking with niggas, like,
yeah, everybody
like
showing love, everybody getting love and showing love, yeah.
We over the petty shit,
right. Right.
And our generation popped it off.
Right.
You feel me?
Right. Right.
No, I mean, I love what's going on right now on the West Coast thing. I think about HBK and what they've done up there in Northern
uh-huh.
California
uh-huh.
and all the work they put in on down here. I think about yourself.
Yeah.
Infrared.
Uh-huh.
YG.
Yeah.
You know, Sad Boy Loco. I like how you guys brought in, you know, our own gente and shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like we all kind of grew up on the same tracks, but I think sometimes the game separates us. And when you start getting back to the music, I'm glad that it kind of brought us back together.
And because a lot of it is, as we know from the past, is the media, right? Because the more beefs that the media can create, the more content they get for themselves, and they're not worried about what happens to the game. You know what I'm saying? But as long as we keep it to the music, you know what I'm saying? It's all love.
Well,
everybody gets that love, you know?
It's the penitentiary. Because when you get in there...
That too. Of course. That
when
too.
When you have that mindset, it's hard to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you... Mm-hmm. And I was watching one of your earlier interviews, but I wrote it down. Ice water. I think that's what you had said. Yeah, ice water. And staying cool. And, yeah. and I like that. Being collective. And there's some OG shit to that right there, to be able to do that, to kind of put yourself in check and say, you know what? This ain't worth it unless someone really, you know, needs it.
Yeah
You know, mm-hmm. I like that you had said that. I don't know if this is a fun fact, but you tell me, I were you born in Frankfurt, Germany? Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
How I mean, tell me that story.
Shit, My mom, my pops had sex.
Well, I realized that, but how long were you there? Like, you know, like, did you, like, grow up there? Like, have to move over here?
I'm like, that's what happened. Like, right. They had me right there. And when I left the hospital, I stayed out there for 11 months.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, learning how to talk and whatever, or trying to walk. And I flew to the United States of America at 1 year old.
And you grew up in, where'd you guys go to?
Bompton, California.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So all I know is Bompton.
Have you ever been back there?
Yeah, when me and YG400 went on tour.
Okay. No, there you go. Yeah.
Seen all them cone houses. The houses is shaped funny, like a cold cone.
That European, yeah.
Yeah, Europe is a different shit.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it and none of that. So when I was little, I used to say, because people try to be funny.
Yeah.
But now I'm grown, I'm adult, I'll sock you. Shut up. I don't care, you feel me?
Yeah,
but yeah,
absolutely.
I was born there, nigga.
Absolutely.
All I know is Bompton.
Yeah.
I came to Bompton and flew in Bompton at 12 months.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
I'm damn it still. Wasn't even talking. Like,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
What? I want to talk about your upcoming project that you have going on as well. December 7th, Greater Later.
Yeah.
You have the High Up Trees tour.
Yeah.
Coming soon. I think you guys said mid February. Is that correct?
We're kind of trying to push for that, but you know how it go. Yeah.
See where
early 2000. We have the November 3rd Albuquerque. A show, you said? What was the name of that show? Slim 400, November 3rd in New Mexico, Albuquerque.
Yeah.
We have Nerd Niggas Remix.
Yeah.
And that's already released?
The song already, audio-wise, yeah. I'm coming with the video.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, shit. Fucking the other thing I want to talk to you about, to get fashion. Well, how do you feel about where the fashion is right now in the industry?
I mean,
it's crazy because I went to Coachella and I was there and I was like, whoa, I'm seeing some shit. I can't even explain. Like, I've seen some shit that's just crazy.
Maybe check out my hat.
Well, I feel like it's the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s all rolled in one.
Everybody. Like, you can do what you want to do, bro.
Right.
You feel me? You your own man.
Mm-hmm.
You your own woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? Period. So, at the end of the day, nowadays, you can do what you want to do, and how you present yourself, you got to live with it. So, at the end of the day, how I'm presenting myself and what I'm doing, I got to live with it. It ain't the best. You see what I'm saying? Like, it ain't cool, but, you know, this is how I'm coming.
Yeah.
So on that note, that's how they coming. That's what they're doing, or whoever you're speaking on.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Now, when I was there, I saw some dude like in he had like at least 100 holes in his shirt. And I was like, man, motherfuckers doing some crazy shit right now. And like you said, hey, everybody's in their own lane, so fuck it. Everybody's in their own lane, so fuck it.
Hey, look, man. Let him.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, fuck it. You only got one life to live. Fuck it.
It is what it is. Yep.
One life to live. We were also talking about, tell me more about the High Up Trees tour.
I can't really say too much because I don't want to blow my cover. But I'll tell you this, like, it's coming.
That's what's up.
Like, period.
Now, I'm excited for what you guys are doing. Because I, from the outside looking in, I'm a fan. Second of all, I love that we all represent the West Coast and that people are listening. They get to hear that swagger from how we roll and how we live. And I know you guys have a track out too, Infrared and Yourself. That you guys already released that?
Nah, not yet. I'm doing the business.
Okay.
The business stuff.
So that's on the DL too.
Yeah, that's on the DL, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure the moves are smart.
Oh wow.
And make sure that it's not generic and it's authentic. You know what I'm saying? So that'd be my second single.
All right. For Rilla, we got that already out though.
Yeah, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora.
I think that was the first track we bumped right there. And then was it the remix you said with Casanova?
No, the remix with the Game and Davies.
Okay.
Game and Davies.
Yeah, Nerdy.
And produced by Lil Psycho. Producers in-house.
Oh, word, yeah.
In-house. I always forget to give the producers a shout out. So a big shout out to the producers.
Yeah.
I feel like they're the people behind the scenes. I mean, and we can speak on this too. There's so many variables to this game. You have the producer, the videographer,
mm-hmm.
the social media person. I don't think sometimes people just see, oh, this is easy. You guys are just out there having fun, but they don't realize that all those pieces of the puzzle the
moving,
that you really
moving
need.
Parts.
True?
Yeah, that's true. And they know if they can tell you anything, I'ma be hands on with you. I don't know who you are. You gonna know who I am. And it's like from my videographers and whoever's and et cetera. It's like they know me. Like this nigga burnt. Mm-hmm. He on some stupid shit. Nah, I'm about this business. I keep your ass up all night. What's happening? What's up? You ready? What's up? Real talk.
Put it in the work behind the scenes.
They know me. It is. Oh, okay. We ain't past it. That's what happened.
Smoke.
I see you guys really.
We ain't past
it. All type of shit.
And communication is key.
Right. Hey, yo, I feel like.
What if I can?
Look, we know my problem is.
What if I can, man?
Look, you know my problem is with the show. I feel like I talk too much, and so like sometimes you just need to shut the fuck up.
If this your job, what you gotta do?
I'm gonna let you take over.
I ain't here for no reason. And that damn show ain't getting that motherfucker 4 or 5 just to be getting on it.
Right.
True.
What's up with these questions?
That part, hold up.
You don't talk too much, it's your job, man. Everybody had to do their job. I damn sure did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold up.
Wait, what you got on the plate?
Huh?
So what you got on the plate for today? Oh, sorry.
You mean coming up for me?
Shit, well, I know you said you had a couple questions too you wanted to ask.
I think you. I mean,
damn, I ain't gonna hit the gym.
You kind of covered it all. I mostly wanted to talk about his music.
I'll bring up. My hardest part of this industry is finding my balance, because I feel like I'll get pulled in a million directions sometimes, and sometimes
go off your feeling. Don't think. You think too hard, you ain't gonna never get your results right. Do what you feel.
There you go. Infrared's a vet.
Do what you feel.
You know what I'm saying.
That's true.
The world ain't perfect. You ain't here to please nobody.
That's true.
Be yourself.
That's true. And you know, I think, you know, sometimes I'm not the person, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and sometimes I just need to listen to people that have better advice than, you know, or been there or done that. And sometimes I'll be stubborn and think I have it all figured out, but sometimes I don't.
Man, each one teach one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out to everybody on there out there listening to the State of Hip Hop podcast with Slim Foe Hunted, with Infrared, with DJ Legend. Got upcoming tours, his new track out. Make sure I mention this one more time. December 7th, Greater Later. We have the High Off Trees tour coming in 2019. Nerd Niggas Remix, Game, Dave East. Who am I missing on there?
That's it. Game and Dave East.
Okay, Game and Dave East. New Mexico, November 3rd at Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Slim 400.
This Saturday.
This Saturday. What do we got going on?
How the West is one.
How the West is one.
Are you performing?
Yeah, I'm performing.
Oh, shit.
Hold up.
That's up in...
That's what's up.
Yeah, Ontario.
That's what's up.
Ontario, yeah. That's what's up. He's just grinding every day. I love
dope.
That shit. I love that
That's
shit.
A good-ass show. No shit. That's what's up. I didn't know you was on that bill. That's dope as fuck. That's a good-ass show right there, man.
I'm going, too.
Appreciate you
gonna be there?
Through.
Infrared gonna be there? That's what's up,
hey,
man.
I know your time is valuable, so just anytime you're down here, this is family to you. Stroll through. Anything, anytime you're down here, we'll go to Pacers tonight if you guys want to go to Pacers.
Okay. They give us a bottle, you know what I mean? We gotta
West Coast Radio.
I'll have my manager.
West Coast Radio will grab you a bottle. West Coast Radio will grab you a bottle.
Yeah, sure, that's what.
But anyway, shit, we went a little bit over, but that's fuck it. We can do that shit. WestCoastRadio.tv. You can watch the interview live on the website as well. The podcast is already up on the website too.
Periscope.
Shout out to the manager, Infrared, the producer, Slim 400, down here in Dago.
Shout out to San Diego.
Yep, shout out to Dago.
I feel like
my little bro twice, man, and Big June. We got
Big June.
Shout out to Twice.
We come in San Diego. We got to give our love to San Diego.
Thank you for helping us bridge the gap.
Because
I feel like right now that's kind of where there's a gap right here. And we hope just to be an outlet to help San Diego artists and LA artists kind of talk more, a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me?
No,
it's a whole lot of networking that people don't know about.
Right.
Well, you know, and I think too, and I told this, is a lot of times San Diego doesn't go up there to put in work too. You know what I mean? Like they just expected people just to come down to them. You know, and I think that we here have to change that too. You know, so and I was telling him, like, I'm going now as a business once a month.
As an artist, period, you gotta move around.
You're right. You're right.
It don't matter where you're from, you gotta move.
True.
Yep.
True. And I think too, and this is behind the scenes, we'll wrap this up right here. Slim 400 in the motherfucking building. We out this bitch. Throw up your dubs. Hey, had a good time. Thank you, homeboy.
Yeah, that part.
It's real talk. Hey, yeah. Good looking out. Management, good that.